Cousins in motion, or puts Pitts in motion to the left. Here's Kurt looking back. Now he'll bail to the left. Going to throw. Caught. Touchdown. Atlanta leads. And Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the good parts.
Yeah, I love the play. And the thing about it was he broke contain, Kurt.
Because he moved around a little bit.
He moved around on that play because Pitts was his last option. He had to come. He scanned from right to left. And Pitts was wide open. Pitts, they layered him
couldn't
up, and the guy
open.
Missed him.
Yeah.
And again, Kurt had to move in the pocket and threw a little bit on the run. And you know, and that whole drive was good because they had a tempo and they had a rhythm. I think T.J. Watt might have been off the field too. But I don't know. But, I mean, that and the other funky thing was the first down catch, the catch by George Pickens where it said fourth down with his first down.
Yeah,
that was kind of weird.
Yeah,
but
not great.
That great at all. I saw the tackles. They weren't lined up. They weren't breaking the waistband, so I didn't see a lot of illegal formation like they tried to make the example out of.
I guess that was just game one.
I guess that was just a game one type thing, man. But, yeah, I mean, it was so many self-inflicted mistakes. The one with Kyle Pitts, you got lined up on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you already lined up initially wrong.
Kirk's already yelling at you to get over here and get on the line.
And then you don't line up correctly. Those little things like that, you know. And I thought, you know, when it comes to protection when protecting that right side, you got, and I'm talking to the offensive coordinator. Now, at the end of the day, 76, you got to earn your damn money. All right, you got to go earn your paycheck. All right, but yet
he can't do it. I mean,
you got to get somebody over there. You put Charlie in the damn game, and you let Charlie make sure he's secure, and then he'd be a late check down or something for Kirk if there's nothing there. Sometimes you got to sacrifice a guy getting out in the route for the protection and the betterment of the damn play.
Right. Like, of course you want to have all your great pass catchers out there and have Pitts, whether it's over there or wherever Pitts is, as the one tight end that you have on the field. But as the game – as there's so many problematic things that happened in that game yesterday, one of them is you just – you don't have to be a football genius to see this stuff happening on the field. It's like, well, he can't stop him. And you're not helping him, and he's ruining everything.
Yes.
And they're doing it play after play after play.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons had 50 yards of offense in the second half because they couldn't get anything going. It's like, you got to help your guy out.
Bring it out. You got to help your guy out. Yeah, you got to, Andy, you got to do something. I know he beat him earlier on a run play. Give him some chance to go forward against him.
Or, run over there.
Yeah.
Run over there so T.J. Watt has to hesitate.
Because if you're going to run from him, if you're going to run away from him, and there's so many different ways in the backside how you scoop and everything like that. But if you don't touch him and you have not threatened him the whole game with something coming back at him, he going to crash just like he did. Because he worried about Kurt bootlegging and all that. I don't understand this pistol thing. I can only think, and this is just me, and I could be completely wrong. Maybe it was already in the game plan. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to put him in the pistol, maybe to give him a head start from under center. I don't know. But that ain't what Kurt does.
No.
That ain't what Kurt does.
He'd taken 10 snaps out of the pistol in his career.
Yeah.
And he'd been in the league for a while.
Yeah.
So, you mentioned it earlier. Everybody knows this common phrase that's used. But this is part of it, I suppose. Copycat league. Sean McVay started going pistol a little bit more last year. Teams are going to start doing it a little bit more. But this is more than just that.
Yeah.
This is more than just mixing it in.
Right.
Like, that was a heavy dose
of what
they did.
That was a heavy dose.
Offensively.
That's what I said. Why? Okay. Sean McVay, they ran it. You watched the game last night.
They ran a little
bit.
Yeah.
Because that's what Matt Stafford's done it. Kirk Cousins don't do it. And so, if you're telling me y'all worked on it in training camp, whatever, okay. But I just
And Smoke and Joe Patrick joined us and talked about how they were in that formation at times during training camp.
I just don't think Kirk is rusty as hell. That's how he looked yesterday, and it looked like he's still working his way back. It ain't been a year. It's an Achilles, and we talk more about it's the previous year when they're back at their best. He ain't even a year yet in the first phases of it.
Right.
So, he's still working his way through this. And they got to do a better job protecting him. And if he's not where he needs to be from up under the center, you got to come up with some more stuff off of this pistol that just seems like you want him to be in. You got to find out some play action somewhere. That is when Kirk is at his best. When he can fake it and fake the ball in the belly, pull it up, and do his thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's confusing. The way that the offense was called, assuming that Kirk Cousins is okay, right? Because obviously they started him. So you assume that he's okay. And they're not going to answer that question throughout the week. I'm sure they'll be asked about it today. Like, hey, what was that about?
Right.
Is this to protect Kirk Cousins? Because that's my theory of it is the reason you'd have him in the shotgun and the pistol so much anyway is to try to get him a little bit of a head start. Off of that pass
rush.
So maybe he could get and make some quicker decisions.
Fine.
But again, he was T.J. Watt and Highsmith and these guys were in the backfield so fast, even the shotgun wasn't helping. The problem was, every single time he was in shotgun, They threw the ball.
Yeah.
They didn't run the ball out of it once. They ran the ball out of the pistol 85% of the time. He was under center two times, and they didn't run play action once. So you already have smart defenders who are really talented, and you start doing all this like very easy tell stuff. Like it got so easy for T.J. Watt in the second half. It was like, oh, all right, this formation, I know what they're going to do. And I know the snap count, and they're not switching it up, they're not double teaming me.
You got to do something.
There had to be a moment in the second half where T.J. Watt was like, is this a dream?
Are you serious? But I think,
like, are they really just going to keep letting me do this?
And you're not possessing the ball. You know what I mean? You're not getting positive plays on first down. And Pittsburgh did what they needed to do. Justin didn't turn the ball over. They were able to control the clock, control the possessions. And, you know, the Falcons defense, you hold a team to 18 points, all field goals?
Yeah.
Your team, you should score at least 20 points. And I'm thinking with this talent and everything, the Falcons should be able to. Now, Pittsburgh has one of the best defenses in ball.
They do.
They were number five, I think, in scoring defense last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, and all them dudes are back. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these dudes are legit on defense. Of course, that has something to do with the outcome of them. I'm not going to put it all on Zach Robinson and them guys. They got great players. But how do you counteract that and give yourself a best chance to win? Kirk Cousins was not comfortable. He was burping the baby too much. Are y'all getting open for him? You know what I mean? There was no threat for the Falcons to make any plays down for him. Obviously, they didn't have time, but there was nothing. And Pittsburgh sat on everything.
Yeah, because they could.
Exactly. There was no threat from the outside receivers. Where the hell Drake London? I mean, did Porter put him on the milk carton? No. We're Moody. We're Donnell at. He had a nice one play. Now the ball was tipped to him. Catch the ball anyways. Mm-hmm. Hit your hands. Catch it.
Yeah, I mean, without seeing what happens next week, week after like that, a lot of these questions we're not going to know until we do, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's okay. Was it because of this, or was it because of this? Was it just Pittsburgh wreck and shop, and you can't do anything about it?
I think
we'll
know more about this on Monday.
I think so too.
On Tuesday when we come in here after the Monday night game.
It's frustrating because you can't do anything about it until then. They certainly can't do anything about it until then. We're not going to know anything about Kirk Cousins' status as far as if he's dealing with anything still at all. They're not going to tell you. So, I mean, it is what it is. But what it is an incredibly disappointing, frustrating, embarrassing week one performance.
It is.
10 points?
It is.
At home?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't give up a touchdown? You lost?
You lost. You didn't give up a touchdown and lost.
If this defense gives up 18 points a game, you need to be winning those games.
I agree with you. I agree. I laughed so far. They already asked Brian Daboll if Daniel Jones is still a starting quarterback. It's 1:15 on the Monday after. It's been 24 hours.
When's Raheem talk?
I don't know.
I mean,
is he talking now?
I don't know.
It's Monday. So I know he talks to Arch on Mondays. I know that. But just curious.
There's a first round quarterback over there. Somebody might ask him about.
Oh yeah, that ain't happening.
I don't think it's.
Yeah.
I don't think it's happening.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Yeah.
I don't think Daniel Jones is going to get benched either.
Yeah.
But it didn't stop somebody from asking about it.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Somebody might ask it. Somebody might.
Joe Patrick.
Not Joe. Not Joe. Joe wouldn't do that.